Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and today I'm just going to do a quick update on what to do for taking your after pictures for VT3. So there's about 8 days to go for everybody who's in the contest. The after pictures, I need the last day you can submit them is midnight, Wednesday, November 23rd, Eastern Standard Time. If that doesn't work for you, if that day is a bit tricky, obviously I'd rather you submit your pictures before that day. If it's a matter of just a couple of hours, every now and then somebody has a conflict and not everyone lives in the Eastern Time Zone or people from all around the world, so just email me if there's an issue on that specific date, but I'd rather you not be submitting them later that night and try to submit them a day before. But if it's just a matter of a few hours, you can email me. That's fine. As far as the actual pictures, just the standard poses, front, side, and back with your arms down is mandatory, the same as the before pictures. And then from there, you can take as many different poses as you like. I suggest going back through and looking at some of the previous winners. There's not necessarily a list of standard poses. I will put up poses that Marley did and from her show as just a rough example. But there's no necessarily standard poses the way the guys have. I'd rather you be a little bit creative. Each person, the more creative you are, the better, actually. Each person actually had their own, threw in their own flair, which I kind of like. So I suggest going through and looking at some of previous contest winners' pictures and see if you can recreate some of their poses. Naomi had some good ones. Kimberly Alamandi had a really cool one where she was sort of sideways and flexing both arms. So I don't necessarily have a set of poses I want you to do. Now, you can look at Eric Day's posing video. I'll put the link up anyways, but I don't require them. so when you take your after pictures, it's not necessarily that I'm judging you on specific poses. You just try to display yourself as best as possible. And the best way I can describe that is look back through some previous contest winners and look at all the different poses they've done, and that's probably the best way to come up with what looks best, and try to recreate some of those poses. So I did put up a podcast or a blog post earlier about this, so I'll link to that too to give you a rough idea. Also, take time to take good pictures, as we've said before, and we always talk about. I'll link to previous post about picture taking. I definitely encourage you to listen to previous contest winners, especially Alicia, for techniques and advice on how to take a good after picture. It's more exhausting than you think. If this is your first time through this, the final pictures are quite cumbersome. So even if you try to take two or three, I also suggest setting aside two different days to take your pictures. Some people might just be so spent after one picture taking session they just don't feel like doing a second session. My advice is to leave everything in place, so if you have, you know, a tripod or whatever, if you put up a sheet and you just have a section of your house set up, don't take it down, just leave it up. And if you feel good enough to take another round of pictures the following day or whatever your time schedule is, like if you do an evening picture session and then the next day picture session just to see which day you look better, just don't take the setup down, because it takes quite a bit of time by the time you're done taking your pictures. Now, once you're taking your pictures, take a bunch of them, take hundreds of them. Only send me the top 15 or so that you like. But around 15 is fine. And sort through them, pick the ones you like. And I'm just reminding you, fitness models take thousands. Like in one session, they'll take between 500 and 1,000 pictures, and only a dozen or so of those get chosen for magazine spreads. So do the same thing. Take a bunch of pictures and then sort through them and find the ones you like best and send those. And in the standard front, side, and back shots, I need the newspaper visible. It should be in your hand. And that's the current day's newspaper, and the front page should be visible. Some people pin it on the wall behind them. That's fine, too, as long as it's visible in at least one of those shots. Now, you can do duplicate shots of the front, side, and back. So one round of those three standard poses with a paper and another round without, but it all has to be in the same setting, same outfit, same everything, same position, so I can just validate that. I mean, so we have to play fair with everybody else. Along with your after pictures, there is the 250 word essay, and then there's the data chart, the VI data chart that explains, that should have your first and last name, your height and weight, your hip, waist, and shoulder measurement before, and then your hip, waist, and shoulder measurement after, as well as the change, the amount of change, and then also in comparison to what the ideal VI numbers are for your specific height. Now, the chart should calculate all that for you. I know a couple of people had download issues with the chart. If that's the case, then you'll have to manually create that chart and fill it out, but I need that chart as submitted as well. All of this data needs to be in a zip file, and don't use WinZip or anything like that. Just right-click and send to compressed. That's the way I want them, so that's the type of file I need. And name the file with your first and last name. Don't put VT3, because lots of people did that the last contest, and I had a ton of files that were just VT2, and I didn't know who they were. And some people really go all out on their pictures, and it's actually, in some cases, if the transformation's good enough, it's actually hard for me to know who's before and after goes together, which is, you know, kudos for people who change that much, but definitely name the file with your first, the entire zip file with all your information with your first and last name, and you can just call it contest entry, like first, last name, and contest entry, or first name, last name, VT3, whatever you want, but it has to start with your first and last name. And then each picture itself, name it your first name, your last name, and then the pose. So it would be Jane Doe front, Jane Doe back, Jane Doe side, Jane Doe, you know, flexing, Jane Doe back flexing, whatever you want, right? But that's how it has to be named inside the file. And for the pictures that you're sending in, resize them so they're roughly 500 pixels tall. Now, also keep the original file size. Most cameras take a much bigger picture than 500 pixels. So keep the original file size intact, but also resize it and send me in the smaller one that's only 500 pixels tall. Because if you're eligible for our cover model category in your after pictures, we would, if you get selected to be on the cover, we'll want the bigger file size to work with to put on the cover. So just be clear that all your original pictures, however big they are, keep the big file on your computer, but send me a resized version. And that's mostly because when I put you up on the blog, it's the resized pictures are the ones that fit on the blog. So it's I can't really work with a really, really big, like the 2,000 and 3,000 pixel pictures, I can't really work with. So that's it about pictures. As far as preparing for your final pictures, there are some previous blog posts I'll link to. That stuff hasn't changed. If you're in Uncensored, I suggest listening to Eric Ledeen's at least part two of his podcast. He explains what his recommendations are for final contest prep. You don't have to do any of this stuff. It's not required. And if this is your first go at it, it is a bit of an experiment, and it just may not work out the way you think it will. So that's kind of your choice. If you want to try some of the water loading and maybe water cutting at the end, try maybe an over-the-counter diuretic. So something you can just get at the pharmacy or your local health food store. From what I understand from various people I've talked to and people I've worked with, taking about a week run at a water load might work, and that's what Eric also agrees with. And then also starting your diuretic a week out as well. So you start both. So you'd start both roughly today if you were going to take your pictures next Wednesday, or at least at any time in the in next week, you'd probably want to start water loading today. Just meaning however much water you're taking in now, double it, and then from there also add in a diuretic. And then when you're finally ready to take your pictures, cut your water back down to what you're just doing today, and that should cause a bit of a drying out effect. But again, it's person to person, and you don't know if it's just going to be a lot much ado about nothing, you'll just spend the whole week going to the bathroom a lot and sort of end up right back where you started. So it is a bit of an experiment. If you like the way you look right now and there's nothing you want to tinker with, then I'd suggest don't do anything. But if you want to play around with it, that's the simplest way to do it without really making your life too cumbersome. The other thing is, if you're going to do that, I strongly suggest structuring your final pictures with two sessions. So pick an evening and pick a morning after that evening for your two pictures, or at least pick two different days where you get to see what you look like after doing the reducing your water at the end of a number of days, and then the next day after that. So let's say you have a water deplete day, let's say next Monday, and then take pictures Monday evening, and then go ahead and eat like a normal meal Monday night, and not a diet meal, but just a normal meal. And then Tuesday morning and Tuesday day, monitor how you look and take another round of pictures and see what you end up with, and then compare them and then pick the ones you like best. And like I said, two picture sessions usually becomes quite exhausting, and you might not even take the best round of pictures the second time around. You might just not feel like it. Previous winners will say that picture taking was quite cumbersome. I've done that too, and it really is. After a couple sessions, you just don't feel like doing it anymore. So just be aware that it's work, and it takes a few hours. And you definitely, if you can, get somebody to help you out. It's so much better than trying to do it by yourself. Set up a mirror next to the camera, like right next to the camera or whoever's holding the camera, so you can look at yourself. So at least in all of your front and side shots, you can see what you look like. And you don't have to look at the camera. Pictures look really good when you're not looking at the camera too. And look at yourself in the mirror. And once you've got the pose you like, snap the shot. And then that's the best way to know that you're, you know, to know what the camera's seeing while you're posing. So it's perfectly normal. It's okay to have that there. It's not like you're on stage where you have... See, fitness competitors and bodybuilders have to memorize what the poses feel like. So they do a lot of posing in front of a mirror until they can match the look with the feeling, like what the muscles and what their body feels like when they're in the right pose. And then once they kind of ingrain that feeling in their head, then they turn away from the mirror and try to recreate that feeling. Because when they're on stage, they have no idea, they can't see themselves, so they're just assuming that they have to match the feeling to the look. You don't have to do that here, because you're not on a stage. You can actually have a mirror right there, so you can see that you've got the right pose. So that can help a lot with posing. And the only, if you're going to do any kind of back poses, you just need somebody to coach you, or someone there to kind of tell you that it looks okay, or like it looks better. But that's like, again, there's not necessarily specific back poses for you guys. Like I said, I'll put up Eric's posing video. If you want to try those poses, that's fine, but they're not necessarily mandatory. It's more the poses that I'll put up from Marley and from our old posing podcast or blog post that I'd rather you do. And like, again, look at the previous contest winners. The people who threw in creative poses, that was the most fun stuff. So I can't really tell you what's a good idea. Everybody came up with their own things, which was really neat. So I'd encourage you to come up with your own poses and be creative with it. And this is the whole point. So have fun with it. And if you really like the shape you got into, I suggest, beyond the pictures you're taking for us, I suggest taking a whole nother round of pictures, get into different outfits, do whatever you want. Once you got the camera out, and you've gone through all of this, and if you're pretty happy with where your condition is, I suggest taking as many pictures as your camera memory can handle, because it's fun, and this is the time to do it. And once everything's set up, it's easy to take another 200 or 300 pictures once everything's set up. Setting the stuff up's the hassle, so... once you're there, I suggest just going all out, switch outfits, do whatever you want. So that's your choice. Again, you don't have to send us any of those extra ones. You just need the three standard poses, and then, you know, I would say send in your 15 best pictures. The three standard poses will be one of the major things we judge your before and afters on. Obviously, we want to see you in the before and after pictures in those three just standard front, side, and back poses for direct comparisons. To give you a little explanation, I need those ones. That's what I need for the direct comparison. But I also want you to display yourself any way you want, and that's why I want you to be creative with your posing on top of those three standard ones. And those other ones also might be the ones that end up on the cover of a book if you qualify for the cover model section. So basically, I want you to do what you can with it and have fun with it. And again, I can't necessarily tell you exactly how to pose. Go back through and look at some of the old contest winners and get ideas that way. And there's a lot of good examples from the other girls, so I don't think it'll be hard. Just categorize what you like. Even like Alicia said, go through some fitness magazines. Maybe spend an afternoon poking through fitness magazines and label the poses that you like the best. Look through the ads, look through the magazines, and pick out your top 10 poses or top 5 that you think look really cool that you want to recreate, and recreate them yourself. And once you go through a few magazines, you'll realize there's not that many different poses that fitness models will typically do, and you'll also start seeing a recurring theme of quite similar poses. And look at the ads too, not just the articles, but the ads. And then if you want to toss in a couple of workout shots, like if you work out at home and your picture taking will be actually in your gym, by all means, do that. That would be really fun to see. See you in action, I guess. I mean, that's what we're all doing here, is we're working out. So if you want, throw in some workout shots. I know a few people have done that in the past, and they were some fun ones, and they were good for their avatars as well. But who knows, maybe a good workout shot ends up on one of our magazine cover or a book covers. So that part I want you to be as creative with as possible, and you guys surprise me more than I mean, you guys come up with, so far in the last two contests, you guys have come up with poses better than I could have suggested. So that's why I can't necessarily suggest anything better than going back and looking what's already been there. And also, I strongly suggest flipping through a few fitness magazines just and coming up with your top 10 list of things you want to do, and do them. And that's probably the best advice I can give you as far as finding poses that you want to do for yourself. As far as lighting and all that's the tanning and lighting, that's all in a previous post, and I'll link to that today. any questions about this, you can email me, or I strongly suggest asking some of the previous winners in the forums, because they have a lot of insights on this. And yeah, I guess I'm kind of tasking some of our previous winners with helping some of the new people out, but I think everyone's pretty helpful, and everyone's got a different take on it and their experience. So there's a lot of resources there, and all of the previous podcasts have some really good insights into it. You can also listen to some of the men's podcasts if you look through some of the guys' previous contest winners' pictures. If you like the way the lighting worked out in some of their pictures, you just listen to their podcast, and you'll get an idea of what they did as well. I know this is a lot of information, so I would say pick out the half a dozen best or half a dozen ones you really want to get some insights from, and then cover those, and then use that as your sort of, I guess, unit of information to decide how you want to put your pictures together this time around. I think that's it for today. I'll also be sending out a reminder email about all of this stuff, and in the post notes here, I'll kind of explain everything you need to cover as far as sending your final pictures in. So that's your Venus Index podcast.